Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Orphan Warriors, Children of the Atori, Book 1, written by Leanne Hearn and read by Patrick Harvey. Dedication for Kay. Even without parents, a child grows up. Japanese proverb. Prologue. Towards the end of the year that saw the death of Otori Takeo after his estrangement from his wife Kaide, a peace agreement between the Otori clan and Saga Hideki, the emperor's general, was sealed by the betrothal of Takeo's daughter and heir, Shigeko, to Lord Saga. The tragedies, murders, and betrayals of that terrible time when families in the clans and in the tribe turned on each other left many in the three countries grieving and embittered, especially when Saga showed he had no intention of keeping his word. Kaide and her youngest daughter, Miki, sought healing and forgiveness, while Mayoshi Kahe planned to confront Lord Saga and Sugita Hiroshi craved revenge. Not only the living but the dead, including Taku and Sada, unjustly killed before their time, demanded redress. Among the bereft was Arai Tsunaomi, whose father, Zenko, had chosen the warrior's path and paid for his ambition with his life. Tsunaomi was spared on condition he and his brother never leave the temple at Terayama, where Takeo's oldest friends, the abbot Makoto and Mayoshi Genba, taught the way of the Hō, and where Takeo's son, Hisao, also lived. It was as if there were pieces on a board which had been kicked over, each scattered in the dirt and alone. Chapter 1. He had been a warlord's firstborn son, but now he was an orphan. At the winter solstice, he lay awake in the freezing room he shared with the other boys and the older monks, and realized it was weeks since anyone had called him by his name. They beckoned to him with open fingers or addressed him as, "Hey, you." It was clear his former life was over, but he had no idea what would replace it. His life had been spared on condition he never leave the temple, but he could not really believe that the rest of his days would be spent here in the strict pattern of short nights and long days, fasting, meditation, study, and self-denial. He tried not to think about the things he missed so much. The big things were too overwhelming to dwell on. But on nights like these, when he could not sleep, he found himself yearning for the salty, oily taste of grilled fish, the sweetness of a persimmon, the feel of new silk robes on the first day of the year, the warm smell of his pony, the way she swung her head towards him and wicked at him.